The spiritual leader of the Orthodox world, Ecumenical Patriarch Bartholomew I, joined Pope Benedict and members of the Synod today for a special celebration of Vespers inside the Sistine Chapel. Philippa Hitchin reports.
Domine clamavi a te ad me festina.
The Patriarch's words to Synod participants seated beneath the magnificent frescoed ceiling of the Sistine Chapel mark the first time an Orthodox leader has been invited to address such a major gathering of Catholic bishops from around the world, an opportunity the Patriarch himself described as a historic event and another step towards the healing of divisions between the churches of the East and West.
We regard this as a manifestation of the work of the Holy Spirit, leading our churches to a closer and deeper relationship with each other, an important step towards the restoration of our full communion.
Stressing the need for a united Christian witness to tackle the modern-day challenges of mission and evangelization, the Patriarch reflected on the Word of God in his own Orthodox tradition. In particular, he evoked the rich heritage of Church Fathers, who spoke of the five spiritual senses that can help us draw closer to the living Word. As well as hearing and speaking the Word, he said, we can also see God talking through the beauty of icons and the wonder of his creation.
Indeed, icons remind us of another way of seeing things, another way of experiencing realities, another way of resolving conflicts.
Finally, the Patriarch said, we are called to touch and share the Word of God through the sacraments that give us strength to bring our faith to bear on today's problems of injustice and equality, from poverty and wars to racism, religious intolerance, and the pollution of our planet. Many of these concerns were also raised during a summit last week of the heads of 14 Orthodox churches gathered at the Patriarchate in Istanbul to mark the bimillennium of the birth of the Apostle Paul. A statement at the end of the three-day meeting said the leaders pledged to work for greater unity amongst all Christians, a goal which also lies at the heart of this Synod of Bishops here in the Vatican. I'm Philippa Hitchin.
In sapientia fecisti.